The Interior Department says the delisting is justified because gray wolves are thriving in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. The department says Wisconsin has about 780 wolves. The federal agency has tried to settle a controversy over whether there's also a subspecies of gray wolf here by ruling all wolves in the region are the full species Canis lupus. The Wisconsin DNR is happy with the delisting, and agency official Kurt Thiede says the work will begin to help landowners control problem wolves.
In some instances, we do have the ability to contract with the USDA APHIS Wildlife Services to do trapping, and then there's also that we could issue a permit for trapping or shooting wolves on a specific property.
State Assembly Majority Leader Scott Suter says he'll be introducing a bill to help the DNR manage wolves. He says the bill will have some flexibility, but falls short of pushing for a wolf hunt or trapping season.
We're not going to go too far and risk any retribution from the feds as well.
The Interior Department says wolf populations will be monitored for 5 years, and emergency listing could be started. The delisting, though, disappoints Howard Goldman of the Humane Society of the United States, who argues gray wolf recovery efforts elsewhere could be slowed.
Wolves haven't recovered in the United States. They only occupy 5% of their historic range.
Goldman says his group will look at all legal options once details of the federal announcement are published next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.